Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Here on The Key, we would like to offer our congratulations to our listeners in this most auspicious and blessed month of Ramadan. You know, the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. And a very important question regarding the Holy Quran, and this question is also very pertinent to the times we're in, which is the time of the pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic. And that question is, what does the Quran have to say about good health? Does it have anything to say about good health? Right? In general terms, right? You know, these days, you know, in the modern world, you know, people kind of, they kind of connect mental health and physical health together, right? This is something that is taken for granted today, right? You know, the fact that, you know, mental health has on a person's body and vice versa, you know, stress. You know, there's so much research going on and how stress affects the body. And, you know, everybody knows that as well. So right now when we want to ask this question about what the Quran has to say about health, we're talking about health in general terms, both mental and physical health. Right, but before we go into detail and look at, you know, what the Quran has to say about this, it's interesting to note that in some verses of the Holy Quran, the Quran actually considers itself, right, not talking about what it has to say about, you know, the prescriptions that it provides for good health and, you know, what it says human beings should do in order to arrive at good health. Aside from that, the Quran itself, it introduces itself as a cure for all types of maladies, physical and spiritual. For example, God Almighty says the following in one verse of the Holy Quran: وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. God says that we revealed from the Quran, meaning, so a part of the Quran or a portion of the Quran, is that which is a cure, right? And this is interesting that the Quran here, it doesn't specify what it is a cure for. Is it a cure for spiritual maladies? God doesn't specify that. With physical maladies, doesn't specify that. He leaves it absolute and unconditional, right? So that means that the Quran is a cure for all types of maladies, mental illnesses, spiritual illnesses, physical illnesses. And then God says, وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and a mercy for the believers. And this is interesting as well, that God Almighty, in the first part of the verse, if we don't say that the phrase for the believers is connected to both shifa, the curement, and the mercy, if we say it's simply connected to the word rahmat or mercy, this would imply that the Quran is also, it could be used as a cure for illnesses, even for non-believers, maybe, who knows. This is something that we should pursue perhaps in, you know, further and more elaborate discussions on tafsir and Quranic commentary. But maybe we can leave that as a possibility open to interpretation. Now, the Quran also alludes to certain things which are could be used for the curement of maladies. For example, God Almighty, He talks about a honey, asal, as being a cure, as being a shifa, as being a remedy for maladies, and this is a famous a verse of the Holy Quran that speaks about that. So we can say that God Almighty refers to this in many verses of the Holy Quran. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what the Quran has to say about health. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.